Between the dark and the daylight, when the night is beginning to lower, comes a pause in the day's occupations that is known as the children's hour. I hear in the chamber above me the patter of little feet, the sound of a door that is opened, and voices, soft and sweet. All right, you can say it now, honey.
I never saw a purple cat. I never hope to see one. But I can tell you anyhow, I'd rather see than be one.
Good afternoon. This is Fleetwood, and as you've probably gathered, we're departing a little from our usual anthology format to join WNBC's special Back to School Weekend. Our program this Sunday has been planned not only for the young, but for the young at heart as well. We have nursery rhymes, verses you learned and painfully recited aloud in grammar in high school. Poems we know are your favorites because they're everyone's favorites, and especially the favorites of our wonderful guests this afternoon. Representing the younger generation, you'll hear Noelle Guarnieri and her two sisters, Iris Lynn and little Jessie, she of the Purple Cow fame. The Sheldon family without Father Herb is here, Linda, Amy, and young Randy. Phil Lampe's son, Jimmy, has an expose for you on the subject of a turtle. And we'll drop in at Gene Hamilton's to meet Bruce, Bob, Jeff, and two-year-old Susie. Representing the teenage set is WNBC's lovely young singing star, Sandy Stewart. And by transcription, we'll hear many more familiar school poems recited and sung by David Ross, Vera Lynn, and Leonard Warren. Anthology comes to you each Sunday afternoon at 3 and is presented by WNBC in conjunction with the Poetry Center of the YM and YWHA, 92nd Street and Lexington Avenue in Manhattan. And now, let's go back to school. This is the happy music which introduces one of our very favorite people, Herb Sheldon, who dispenses his own particular brand of pleasant chatter a la platters 5 days a week over WNBC from 2:05 till 2:55. The microphone must be standard equipment around the Sheldon household, because when we asked Herb's two younger daughters and his son Randy to read their favorite poems, there was an immediate and enthusiastic response. Let's listen first to Amy. Amy is 8, and the poem she's picked concerns a little friend of hers. Well, he's a friend of hers on a sunny Sunday afternoon like this.
My shadow. I have a little shadow that goes in and out with me. And what can be the use of him is more than I can see. He is very, very like me from the heels up to the head. And I see him jump before me when I jump into my bed. The funniest thing about him is the way he likes to grow, not at all like proper children, which is always very slow, for he sometimes shoots up taller like an Indian rubber ball, and he sometimes gets so little that there's none of him at all. He hasn't got a notion of how children ought to play, and he can only make a fool of me in every sort of way. He stays so close behind me, he's a coward, you can see. I think shame to stick to nursery as that shadow sticks to me. One morning, very early, before the sun was up, I rose and found the shining dew on every buttercup, but my lazy little shadow, like an arrant sleepyhead, has stayed at home beside me and was fast asleep in bed.
Young Randy Sheldon, 7 years old, has chosen another poem by Robert Louis Stevenson. He's not a bit concerned with his shadow, but he has this to say concerning the rain. Randy?
Rain by Robert Louis Stevenson. The rain is raining all around. It falls on field and tree. It rains on the umbrellas here and on the ships at sea.
And now, Linda Sheldon, Herb's 14-year-old daughter. Linda leans slightly towards the supernatural. If you don't believe me, just listen.
The Little Ghost by Edna St. Vincent Millay. I knew her for a little ghost that in my garden walked. The wall is high, higher than most, and the green gate was locked. And yet I did not think of that till after she was gone. I knew her by the broad white hat, all ruffled she had on, by the dear ruffles round her feet, by her small hands that hung in their lace mitts, austere and sweet, her gown's white folds among. I watched to see if she would stay, what she would do, and oh, she looked as if she liked the way I let my garden grow. She bent above my favorite mint with conscious garden grace. She smiled and smiled. There was no hint of sadness in her face. She held her gown on either side to let her slippers show, and up the walk she went with pride, the way great ladies go. And where the walk is built in new and is of ivy bare, she paused, then opened and passed through a gate that once was there.
The voice of David Ross is almost synonymous with the words radio poetry. You've heard and enjoyed him many, many times on WNBC, I'm sure. David's versatility has always delighted us. One moment he'll be reading a poem as serious as Sandburg's Cool Tombs or as romantic as a Shakespearean sonnet. Then, in a twinkling, he turns to Lewis Carroll to lend a new whimsy to one of the most whimsical of all children's poems. With a special background score composed and played by Tony Mottola, David Ross invites you to meet the Jabberwocky.
"'Twas Brillig and the slithy toves did gyre and gimble in the wabe. All mimsy were the borogoves, and the mome rats outgrabe. Beware the Jabberwock, my son, the jaws that bite, the claws that catch. Beware the Jubjub bird, and shun the frumious Bandersnatch. He took his vorpal sword in hand, long time the manxome foe he sought. So rested he by the tum-tum tree, and stood a while in thought. And as in uffish thought he stood, the Jabberwock with eyes aflame came whiffling through the tulgey wood, and burbled as it came. 1, 2, 1, 2, and through and through the vorpal blade went snicker-snack. He left it dead, and with its head he went galumphing back. And hast thou slain the Jabberwock? Come to my arms, my beamish boy. O frabjous day, calloo, callay! He chortled in his joy. 'Twas Brillig and the slithy toves did gyre and gimble in the wabe. All mimsy were the borogoves, and the mome rats outgrabe.
Thank you, David Ross and Tony Mottola. Gene Hamilton, who is your host every Saturday afternoon on the Music of America series, was away on vacation when we planned this Sunday's back-to-school edition of Anthology. We gave him a call and explained our situation, and Gene promised us poetic performances via tape by the complete Hamilton brood, including little Susan, who is two. Well, the tape arrived. We were going to edit it. But after listening to this delightfully informal family session, we decided to play the tape exactly as Gene and his kids recorded it. So let's just drop into Gene's home. Papa Gino himself is the family MC.
And now, here is Susie.
I don't like the Mandalay. I'm the firefish. Come back, Santa. I'm shocked as a ray. Now, Brucey, do it.
All right, here is Brucey.
I'm the welcome man away, where the flying fishes play. When the dawn comes up like thunder, out of China across the bay.
Well, they're all going to be singers, I guess, instead of poets. And here's Bob.
I like short poems. This one is called Dopes. Frogs hop, birds fly, clocks stop, men die. Water's wet, fire's hot. Hen sets, things rot. People drink, one hopes. Some think, others dopes.
Hello, here's Jeff.
If your nose is close to the grindstone rough, and you hold it down there long enough, in time you'll say there's no such thing as brooks that babble and birds that sing. These three will all your world compose. Just you, the stone, and your silly old nose.
Psst, Susie. Brucey, are you still by the radio? Well, don't go away because we have something very special just for you. Listen.
Come you back to Mandalay, where the awful Tillerlay. Can't you hear their paddles chunking from Rangoon to Mandalay?
And now for our back-to-school anthology, let's go back to the farm. At 6 o'clock every weekday morning, the very friendly voice of Phil Alampy brings you the WNBC farm news and latest market reports. Phil is a gentleman who practices what he preaches, since he owns the beautiful Alampy poultry breeding farm in Williamstown, New Jersey. Taking care of more than 5,000 chickens keeps the Alampys on the move, but we did manage to sidetrack one of Phil's sons for this afternoon's show.
Hi, this is Jimmy Alampy. I'm going to tell you about the little turtle. There was a little turtle. He lived in a box. He swam in a puddle, climbed on the rocks. He snapped at a mosquito. He snapped at a flea. He snapped at a minnow, and he snapped at me. He caught the mosquito. He caught the flake. He caught the minnow, but he didn't catch me.
Thank you very much, Jimmy. Another of our very busy WNBC folk is Johnny Guarnieri. He and his quartet are heard every day on Jack Liddell's Musical Scrapbook from 12:05 till 1. And they also hold forth on Saturday afternoons when Bill Cullen brings you Roadshow. Well, Johnny, this afternoon you can take a back seat because your three very pretty young daughters are taking care of things here in our anthology studio. Noelle, since you're the oldest, why don't you go first? Which poem have you picked for us?
I would like to read The Owl and the Pussycat. The owl and the pussycat went to sea in a beautiful pea-green boat. They took some honey and plenty of money wrapped up in a 5-pound note. The owl looked up to the stars above and sang to a small guitar. Oh, lovely pussy, oh, pussy my love, what a beautiful pussy you are, what a beautiful pussy you are. Pussy said to the owl, you elegant fowl, how charmingly sweet you sing. Oh, let us be married, too long we have tarried, but what shall we do for a ring? They sailed away for a year and a day to the land where the bong trees grow. And there in the wood a piggywig stood with a ring at the end of his nose, with a ring at the end of his nose. Dear pig, are you willing to sell for 1 shilling your ring? Said the piggy, I will. So they took it away and were married next day by the turkey who lives on the hill. They dined on mince and slices of quince, which they ate with runcible spoon. And hand in hand, on the edge of the sand, they danced by the light of the moon, they danced by the light of the moon.
Noelle Guarnieri, who is 11. At the opening of our program, you heard Jesse's stirring recitation of The Purple Cow. Jesse is 5. We tried to talk her into another poem for this family portion of the show, but Jessie's sticking to her guns on the subject of her very colorful bovine pal. As she said before,
I never saw a purple cow. I never hope to see one. But I can tell you anyhow, I'd rather see than be one.
Jessie, I'm with you. I wouldn't want to be one either. And I'm not too sure I'd care to be the young fellow whom Cookie knows. This young lady's name is really Iris Lynn, but everyone, including us, likes to call her Cookie. Who's your boyfriend, Cookie?
This is a poem named Tired Tim. Tired Tim. It's sad for him. He lags the long bright morning through, ever so tired of nothing to do. He moans and mopes the livelong day, nothing to think about, nothing to say. Up to bed with his candle to creep, too tired to yawn, too tired to sleep. Poor Tired Tim. It's sad for him.
Noelle Guarnieri and her sisters, Cookie and Jessie.
I never saw a purple
Jessie.
Cow. I never hope to see one.
Jessie,
but
not again.
I can tell you.
Please, Jessie.
Anyhow, I'd rather see than be one.
Well, I've never met a woman yet who didn't have the final word.
And this is no time to start, Fleetwood.
Well, Miss Sandy Stewart, our very attractive teenage singing star of Jack Liddell's Musical Scrapbook. Well, tell me, what have you chosen for us that's, shall we say, representative of favorite high school poetry, Sandy?
Well, Fleetwood, if I may, I'd like to read two of Elizabeth Barrett Browning's sonnets from the Portuguese. These are particularly popular with lots of the kids at school. The sonnets were written by the poetess for her husband, Robert Browning, and they were written with no thought of publication at all. Even the title was a slight effort at concealment, but in later years it was pretty clear that the sonnets were not translations, and the title was an intimate admission of her husband's playful way of calling her My Little Portuguese. I think that's cute, because of her olive skin. If thou must love me, let it be for naught except for love's sake only. Do not say I love her for her smile, her look, her way of speaking gently. For a trick of thought that falls in well with mine, and certes brought a sense of pleasant ease on such a day. For these things in themselves, beloved, may be changed, or change for thee. And love so wrought may be unwrought so. Neither love me for thine own dear pity's wiping my cheeks dry. A creature might forget to weep, who bore thy comfort long, and lose thy love thereby. But love me for love's sake, that evermore thou mayest love on, through love's eternity. Love thee? Let me count the ways. I love thee to the depth and breadth and height my soul can reach when feeling out of sight for the ends of being an ideal grace. I love thee to the level of every day's most quiet need by sun and candlelight. I love thee freely as men strive for right. I love thee purely as they turn from praise. I love thee with the passion put to use in my old griefs and with my childhood's faith. I love thee with a love I seem to lose with my lost saints. I love thee with the breath, smiles, tears of all my life. And if God choose, I shall but love thee after death.
Sandy, thank you.
I just hope you'll invite me back again, Fleetwood.
That's the date, Miss Stewart, and thanks again. 4 hours from now, I'll already be winging my way to Lisbon on my vacation. I'm taking 3 weeks off to visit Europe. But I'm leaving behind an ample supply of transcribed programs, so you'll be hearing Anthology each Sunday afternoon at the same time. If I may, here's the schedule of shows in case you'd care to follow along with any of the more familiar works we've selected. Next week, as promised, a repeat performance of the Edna St. Vincent Millay Memorial Program starring Deems Taylor. Mr. Taylor will tell you about his friendship with the great poetess and read selections from her final book, Mine the Harvest. September 5th, Dr. Faustus by Christopher Marlowe. September 12th, Canada Lee reads the Rubaiyat of Omar Khayyam. And September 19th, Vincent Price reading the poems of Yeats and Archibald MacLeish reading from his own works. I'll be back for the program of September 26th, when we hope to bring you a preview of the new RCA album, A Midsummer Night's Dream, with the entire Old Vic Company starring Maura Shearer, Stanley Holloway, and Robert Helpman. We'd like to close our back-to-school edition of Anthology with one of our favorite children's poems, which is sung by Vera Lynn. From A.A. Milne's Winnie the Pooh, shh, Christopher Robin is saying his prayers.
Winnie
boy kneels at the foot of the bed, droops on the little hand, little gold head. Hush, hush, whisper, who dares? Christopher Robin is saying his prayer. That's right. Wasn't it fun in the bath tonight? The cold so cold and the hot so hot. Oh, God bless Eddie. I quite forgot. If I open my fingers a little bit more, I can see Nanny's dressing gown on the door. It's a beautiful blue, but it hasn't a hood. Oh, God bless Nanny and make her good. Mine has a hood and I lie in bed and pull the hood right over my head and I shut my eyes and I curl up small and no. Thank you, God, for a lovely day. Now, what was the other I had to say? I said, God bless Daddy, so what can it be? Oh, now I remember it. God bless me. Little boy kneels at the foot of the bed. On the little hand, little gold head. Hush, hush, whisper, who dares? Christopher Robin is saying his prayer.
So, Anthology number 24, dated Sunday, August 22nd, our special back-to-school anthology. Jesse, did you have anything to add?
I never saw a purple cat. I never hoped to see one. But I can tell you anyhow, I'd rather see than be one.
Thank you, Jesse. Next week, the Edna St. Vincent Millay Memorial Program, a repeat performance in answer to your many, many very kind requests. Anthology is brought to you by WNBC in conjunction with the Poetry Center of the YM and YWHA, 92nd Street and Lexington Avenue in Manhattan, John Malcolm Brennan, director. The program is produced by Steve White, written and directed for WNBC by Draper Lewis. Until next Sunday at 3, this is Fleetwood wishing you good luck, and good readings.